感谢主带领我们很快来到聚会的末了。
We thank the Lord for bringing us to the end of these meetings.
我们希望时间过去了。
Even though the time has gone by,
主的话和他的恩典一直留在我们的里面。
Pray that His grace and His words might remain in us.
我这次和弟兄姊妹要讲到更多认识基督。
And this time I've been sharing with you on the topic of knowing Christ more.
我主要的目的就是希望我们在基督里能够有对基督的认识，能更多的长进，有更多的成熟。
May we have this growth and maturity in Christ.
因为关乎我们个人的问题和教会的问题。
Because as it pertains to us personally and within the church,
人一直在地上寻求方法。
Man is always seeking after methods.
我常常碰见许多地方的弟兄姊妹问我。
I find brothers and sisters in various places will ask me,
有没有什么更好的方法能够解决我们教会的问题？
Is there a better method in which we can deal with the problems in the church?
有没有更好的方法解决我们个人的问题？
Is there a better method to deal with personal problems?
有没有更好的方法能解决我们家庭的问题？
Is there a better method to deal with problems that arise in the family?
我们感觉在圣经里面，神只把他的儿子给了我们。
We feel like in the Bible, God only gives us His Son.
所以只有我们对基督的认识能够长进，能够成熟，问题才能够解决。
So unless we can grow and mature in our understanding of Him, then we cannot solve any of these problems.
除此之外，没有任何的方法。
Apart from Him, there is no other method.
所以我们需要相互的勉励。
And so we have to encourage one another.
当时间过来的时候，
that as the time goes by,
好像有教会中很多的问题，个人的问题始终还在那里。
Even though there are problems in the church and there are personal problems,
只有你对基督的认识增加了。
Only if we grow in our knowledge of Him,
弟兄姊妹，你改变了。
You yourself will be changed.
你就越过这个难处。
And then you will overcome any challenge.
除此之外，我想没有别的方法。
Apart from
no other way,
there is no other way.
我们知道使徒保罗的经历是这样的。
We know this was the experience of the Apostle Paul.
感谢主把他当作一个非常好的榜样摆在我们的跟前。
We thank the Lord for such a wonderful example.
我们看见他从蒙恩开始。
We know that from the day he was saved,
那么他不断地在主面前有追求。
He continued to press on in the Lord.
虽然我们好像看见他外面做了很多的事情，
even though he did a lot of outward things,
他也传了很多的福音，
and he preached the gospel,
也做了很多，
and he did a lot of things.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们知道这一切事情都还是外面的。
We know that even that these things are but outward.
更重要的是里面对基督的认识。
More importantly, he came to know Christ inwardly.
等到他第一次被关在罗马监牢里的时候，
and when he was imprisoned in Rome,
终于他对基督的认识达到完全。
He finally understood completely,
他对
who Christ was.
基督有一个成熟的认识。
He had a mature understanding of the Lord.
这也是今天神在我们每个人身上所有的盼望。
And this is the hope that God has in each and every one of us.
我们知道他在罗马的监牢里写了四卷重要的书信。
We know that in the prison in Rome, he wrote four important letters.
这四卷书信都是非常成熟的书信。
And these four epistles are mature letters.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters, we thank him.
保罗把这四卷书信留给教会。
Paul has left these four epistles to the church.
对历世历代的教会都带来极大的一个祝福和帮助。
And this has been a blessing and help to the church throughout the ages.
我们已经讲过了三卷。
And we've spoken on three of these epistles.
今天早晨我们最后要来看以弗所书。
This morning, we want to conclude by looking at the book of Ephesians.
我们请弟兄姊妹打开圣经，我们一同先来读一些的经文。
Please open your Bibles with me as we read a couple of scripture.
我们先看以弗所书第一章。
First, we'll look at Ephesians chapter 1.
我们从十七节读到二十节，读到末了。
We'll read from verse 17 till the end of the chapter.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Ephesians 1:17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of His power toward us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of His might, which He brought about in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at the right hand, at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And He put all things in subjection under His feet, and gave Him as head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all.
第二章第二十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 22.
你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
In whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit.
第三章
Chapter
3 第四节到第六节。
We'll read from verses 4 to 6.
你们念了就能晓得我深知基督的奥秘，这奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣徒是圣使徒和先知一样，这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同蒙应许。
And by referring to this, when you read, you can understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which in other generations was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed to His holy apostles and prophets in the Spirit. To be specific, that the Gentiles are fellow heirs and fellow members of the body and fellow partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel.
第九节到十一节
Verses 9-11.
又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的，为要借着教会使天上执政的、掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧，这是造神从万事以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
And to bring to light what is the administration of the mystery for which ages has been hidden in God who created all things, in order that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose which He carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord.
第四章第一节到第三节
Chapter 4, verses 1 to 3.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称，凡事谦虚温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, entreat you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing forbearance to one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
第五章二十五节。
And then chapter 5, verse 25.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her.
我们再看三十二节好了。
And let's read verse 32.
这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。
This mystery is great, but I am speaking with reference to Christ and the church.
第六章第十三节。
Chapter 6, verse 13.
所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。
Therefore, take up the full armor of God, that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm.
我们知道以弗所书这一卷书，
We know the book of Ephesians.
保罗对于教会现在有了一个完全的认识。
Paul has a complete understanding of the church.
保罗怎么样能够对教会有这样完全的认识呢？
And how did this come about?
乃是他透过对基督有完全的认识。
It is because he has a full understanding of Christ.
所以保罗告诉我们，今天你看教会，你要透过基督来看教会，你才认识什么是教会。
So Paul tells us that you have to view the church through Christ in order to understand what the church is.
我们很多的时候都从教会看教会。
We view the church through the lens of the church.
我们一直想在地上能够找到一个标准的教会。
We want to find the perfect church here on earth.
我们在使徒行传里面，我们也试图找着一些标准的教会。
And even in the book of Revelation, we find some types of churches.
但是保罗告诉我们，
But Paul tells us,
你要真实认识教会。
That to truly understand the church,
你首先先要认识基督。
We have to first know Christ.
你只有透过对基督有完全的认识。
Only when we come to a complete understanding of Christ,
你才能看见一个完全的教会。
Then we can see the church in its fullness.
所以以弗所书这卷书就是保罗透过对基督完全的认识。
So Paul sees.The church and writes about it in Ephesians through the lens of Christ.
他看见在神旨意中间那个完全的教会。
He sees God's eternal purpose and the church's place in it.
因为我们需要透过基督来认识教会。
Only through Christ can we understand the church.
所以保罗在以弗所书第一章有一个非常重要的祷告。
So in Ephesians chapter 1, Paul gives us an important prayer.
他知道这不是人的手能做的。
He knows that this is not done by the hands of men.
他只有仰望耶稣基督的神荣耀的父亲。
He looks to the glorious Father.
那么只有他把智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
Only he has given us the spiritual wisdom.
我们才能够真的认识他。
So that we might truly know him.
那个真字啊，原文是丰满的，也是完全的认识。
This word true encompasses a fullness.
所以这里再次提到。
So this reminds us.
我们要真正认识基督。
In order to truly know Christ.
我们必须用神所赐的奥秘的智慧。
We have to use that hidden wisdom within.
这个是开启的智慧。
This is the wisdom that can initiate.
Just
like in the book of Colossians,
保罗能认识神的奥秘就是基督,
Paul could know that the mystery of God is Christ.
It didn't
come from his natural wisdom. In our natural wisdom, we can only know Christ in the historical Jesus.
只有神所赐奥秘的智慧，叫我们能认识真的基督。
But with the hidden wisdom, we can truly know Christ.
所以保罗也是一样，从前他只用他人的智慧认识这历史上的耶稣。
So previously, Paul, using his natural wisdom, knew the historical Jesus.
他说现在我们不再从肉身上认耶稣。
But now he doesn't know Jesus only in the flesh.
现在他里面有神给他的奥秘的智慧，所以他看见神的儿子不是光是在地上所显现那个拉撒勒人耶稣。
With the hidden wisdom, he sees that Christ is not only this Jesus of Nazareth.
那个里面是一个荣耀的基督。
There's a glorious Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
保罗在第三章就告诉我们,
Paul tells us in Ephesians
3,
he speaks of how, he writes how, now I know Christ.
他不仅知道基督的奥秘,
not only does he know the mystery of Christ, he knows that encompassed in the mystery of Christ is the church. So we know that when we come to believe in him, we have inner eyes. These spiritual eyes are open.
谁能够开我们这个眼睛呢?
Who can open these inner eyes?
只有神能开我们的眼睛。
Only God can open our eyes.
所以当你的眼睛一开的时候,
so as soon as we open our eyes,
哇, 保罗就说, 你就知道他的恩召有何等样的指望。
Paul tells us we can know the manifold grace of the Lord.
他有三件事, 一个, 第一个, 他的恩召, 他的 calling,
we will know his calling,
有何等丰盛的荣耀,
and the glory of his calling.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们都是蒙召的人,
We all are saved.
但是很多人我们里面的眼睛不够明亮,
but because our eyes aren't opened,
我们常常觉得这个护照没有什么,
we don't put much value in this
calling.
But when the eyes of our heart are open, we know the hope of his calling.
And
we also know the riches of the glory of his inheritance.
我们的肉眼呢，只能看见可怜的教会。
Through our fleshly lives, we only see through our fleshly eyes, we only see how pitiful the church is. And we go around and we see how pitiful the church
is.
But if our inner eyes are open, then we see the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
神向我们所显的能力是何等浩大的能力。
And the third thing we see is the surpassing greatness of his power.
远超过所有一切的事物。
This is above and beyond anything else.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们知道教会是神的工作。
We know that the church is God's work.
这不是人的工作。
This is not man's work.
所以你必须要眼睛开始。
So we have to have the eyes of our heart open.
所以 他这个祷告完最后一句，他就说呢，教会是基督的身体。
And at the end of this prayer, he says that the church is the body of Christ.
为什么我们说你要透过基督来看教会呢？
Why do we have to look at the church through Christ?
保罗看见了，原来教会是他的。
Paul sees that the church belongs to him.
在以弗所书里面讲到说， 教会是他的身体。
Ephesians 1:23, the church is his body.
第二章说呢, 教会是他的居所。
In chapter 2, it speaks of his dwelling.
啊, 是他的房屋啊。
His house.
那么第五章告诉我们, 教会 是他的妻子。
And in verse 5, or chapter 5, it speaks of the church as his wife.
所以我想这个观念非常重要。
And I think this is an important understanding.
教会不属于任何人。
The church does not belong to any person.
你没有教会，我也没有教会。
It's not your church or my church.
教会都是属于主的。
The church belongs to him.
但是你看我们今天在地上啊，我们很容易有这个观念，这是我们的教会。
But oftentimes in this world we say, this is our church.
那是他们的教会。
And that is their church.
弟兄姊妹们，我们必须看见所有的教会都是属于主的。
We have to see that all of the church belongs to the Lord.
我们没有教会。
We don't have the church.
我很怕人家常常讲说，哦，那是孙弟兄的教会。
It always frightens me when someone uses the term, that's Brother Son's church.
No.
No.
我们永远没有教会。
The church does not belong to us.
教会不属于我们的。
Church does not belong to us.
教会也不属于任何的组织的。
It doesn't belong to any person.
我们知道今天人已经犯了大的错误了。
You know, we have flawed greatly.
哎，我们说这是浸信会，那是信义会、长老会，弟兄姊妹们。
And we have all these various denominations.
教会也不属于这些组织的。
The church does not belong to these denominations.
教会是他的。
The church belongs to him.
我想弟兄姊妹，这是一个重要的观念。
This is an important understanding.
我们必须知道教会是他的。
We have to know that the church is Christ.
所以你首先你需要认识他。
So we have to know him.
你知道他，你才知道什么是教会。
We know Christ, then we know the church.
所以保罗第一个告诉我们说，教会是基督的身体。
So Paul tells us that the church is Christ's body.
哇，这是保罗说是历史历代所隐藏的奥秘。
This is the hidden mystery throughout the ages.
我们晓得在旧约时代中。
We know that in the Old Testament times,
神最大的启示，神心意最大的启示是会幕。
God's revealing to the people was the tabernacle.
到了新约时代
，and in the New Testament,
我们知道最大的启示就是教会是基督的身体。
The greatest revelation is that the church is the body of Christ.
其实呢，保罗在早年的时候呢，他。得救的时候已经略略的碰见这个东西。
You know, Paul touched this reality when he first came to know the Lord.
他在大马士的路上呢，他至少碰见三件事情。
On the road to Damascus, he understood or experienced three things.
所以到后来呢，当路加写《使徒行传》的时候 ，Luke.
So when Luke wrote the book of Acts,
啊，那么。我们知道那都是保罗告诉他的。
We know that a lot of this was what Paul had told Luke.
这等于是保罗的回忆。
Really, this is a recollection of Paul.
啊，那么他有三件重要的事。
And three important things.
第一个，他认识了主耶稣基督了。
First, he comes to know Christ,
主耶稣
Jesus Christ.
是救主，也是主。
That he is Christ.He is Savior and He is Lord.
第二个认识
and the second understanding,
他知道耶稣基督跟圣徒是合而为一的。
He understood that Christ is connected to all the saints.
因为主问他说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
Because he asked Saul, 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 why are you persecuting me?
他知道你逼迫基督徒就是逼迫主了。
He understood that when he persecuted Christians,He was persecuting Christ.
在旧约就是这样的话，神说，凡摸着你们的，就摸着我眼中的同人了。
And the Old Testament tells us that if you touch God's people, you're touching the apple of His eye.
所以呢，他知道基督和基督徒是合而为一的。
And so he came to an early understanding that Christ and Christians were one.
第三件事情
，the third thing.
他记得是亚拿尼亚接纳他进入教会。
It was through Ananias that Paul was received into the church.
接纳他进入基督的身体。
He was received into the body of Christ.
这是保罗呢，在得救的时候呢，他就开始有了一个印象。
These were impressions that Paul had when he was first saved.
所以在以后他的侍奉里面。
So later on in his service,
最多讲身体的就是保罗。
The one who spoke most of the body of Christ was Paul.
那么弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
主保罗告诉我们什么是基督的身体呢?
Paul tells us what the body of Christ is.
他就是说你好像人,神给我们人的身体一样。
It's like the human body.
好，我们从我们的身体呢，可以略略的领会什么是基督的身体。
From our own bodies, we can understand what the body of Christ is.
在哥林多前书十二章里面
，In 1 Corinthians chapter 12,
很简单告诉我们这个身体是有功用的。
It talks about how this body has many functions.
每一个肢体都有功用。
Every member has a function.
啊，你看今天我站在这里，我的手脚都有用。
As I stand here, there's a function to all my limbs.
啊，我的身体如果是健康的
，If I have a healthy body,
我可以走路的。
Then I can walk.
我两个手可以做很多事情的。
And my hands can do work.
我身上的整个身体都能发挥功用的。
And my body can function.
啊，除非呢，它不健康了。
And then when my body becomes unhealthy,
啊，所以在旧约时代中，神也在以西结的时候是形容以色列人呢成了一个瘫痪的民族。
So in the book of Ezekiel, the Israelites were conveyed as a paralyzed person.
所以先知在那做这个预表嘛。
And so the prophet uses this paralyzed person as a type.
因为你身体瘫痪了，所以你没有不能进功用了。
And if you are paralyzed, then you cannot, your body cannot function.
所以神需要吹气。
So God had to breathe.
哇，他们的枯骨跟枯骨连接，变成军队。
And then the dry bones came to life and became an army.
所以呢，保罗告诉我们，如果身体健康、正常，是每个肢体都进功用的。
So Paul tells us that if the body is healthy, then every member functions.
在罗马书第十二章里面
，In Romans chapter 12,
他就告诉我们，这个身体呢是和谐的。
Tells us that the body should be found in harmony.
我们知道。我们的身体啊，这个和谐非常的重要。
We know harmony within the body is important.
一个健康的身体是和谐的。
A healthy body will be in harmony.
所以，当你的身体很健康、很和谐的时候，你不感觉什么，对不对
？So when we are healthy and all the parts are in harmony, we don't feel anything.
哎，你哪天感觉呢？这个膀子有点酸呢？
But if you feel, for example, soreness in your arm,
你感觉你的这个腿啊有点没力气了。
Or if you feel weakness in your leg,
那就知道呢这个地方有问题。
Then you know that area has a problem.
啊，它里面不和谐了。
There is disharmony.
弟兄姊妹们，
这个说明
今天我们追求教会身体的生活有个很重要的一个点。
This tells us an important principle in the church.
所以保罗告诉我们，我们要竭力地追求与众圣徒和睦。
So he encourages us to pursue unity in the body.
那首先呢，你自己里面必须享受主的安息。
First and foremost, you yourself have to experience that peace in Christ.
我越来越觉得这个安息非常的重要。
There's an importance to peace or rest.
我们很容易不安息。
It's easy for us to become restless.
你知道有过去我看见有好多侍奉主的弟兄们呢，实在很爱主。
In the past, I've met many brothers and sisters who love the Lord very much.
我曾经碰见一个年长弟兄啊。
I once met an elderly brother.
他服侍着主到一个地步，精神衰弱。
He served the Lord to the point where he had mental,
不能睡觉了，变成这样。
He struggled mentally and he couldn't sleep.
所以有一次我跟他交通的时候啊
，And so when I fellowshiped with him,
我说我们不是应该学习安息吗
？We need to learn to rest before him.
他就说，哎呀，就是因为功课没学好。
He says, you haven't learned your lesson.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你看我们服侍主的人呢、啊，我们思想中有多少的事物啊
？When we serve the Lord, how many things occupy our mind?
今天这个人有难处了，明天那个人有麻烦了。
This person has a problem, that person has an issue.
我们里面都很受搅扰的。
And so we're disturbed within.
所以你要以基督的安息作为你的安息。
We have to allow His peace to become our peace.
弟兄姊妹们,
Dear brothers and sisters,
以弗所书第二章里面告诉我们,
in Ephesians chapter 2, it tells us,
只有十字架能够消除这许多不和睦的因素。
Only the cross can deal with a lot of this friction.
因为肉体是不能安息的。
Because there's no peace within the flesh.
所以你要知道什么时候在教会里, 大家感觉最近来聚会非常的安息。
And you'll find a phenomena occasionally where you come to the meeting and there is harmony and peace.
那就证明这个身体的生活是健康的。
And it is emblematic that the body is healthy.
所以我们要竭力地追求安息。
So we have to pursue after this rest.
事情的搅扰了，首先不让它搅扰我们。
When outward circumstances come to frustrate us, we don't allow them to.
更不要让这些事情去搅扰别人。
And we don't allow these things to frustrate others as well.
这是十字架的功课。
This is the lesson of the cross.
是多么不容易的一个功课。
And how difficult this lesson can be sometimes.
在教会里面呢, 真正愿意学习 被十字架跟随主的人好像越来越少一样。
I feel like within the church there are fewer and fewer people who want to learn the lesson of the cross.
很多地方都是以牙还牙，以眼还眼，就这么来了。
Most of the times it's an eye for an eye or a tooth for a tooth.
这样的话呢，教会怎么样能够达到安息？怎么能正常呢？
With that kind of attitude, how can there be peace within the church?
所以呢，教会是基督的身体。
So the church is the body of Christ.
我们必须每个肢体都能够尽功用。
And every member must function.
必须整个身体是和谐的。
And the body must be in harmony.
弟兄姊妹们,
So brothers and sisters,
这样我们才能够使主的丰富显明在神的教会里面。
And this will allow God's fullness to be found in the church.
这是正常的身体该有的一个现象。
This should be the manifestation of a normal body.
那么第二个点,
Secondly,
他讲到教会是他的居所,
the church is his dwelling place.
弟兄姊妹们, 教会是他的家,
it's his house.
当然,很多时候我们也说是我们的家,
Oftentimes we say it's our house.
是我们和主共同有的家,
and we share this abode with the Lord.
但是呢, 我们必须首先一个领会就是他这是他的家。
But our foremost understanding should be that this is his house.
什么是他的家呢?
What does it mean that it is his house?
是他生活，是他工作，是他安息的所在。
His life, his work, his rest should be found in that place.
这个就像现在美国的白宫一样。
For example, the White House.
这个白宫呢，是总统的家，也是总统办公的地方。
The White House is where the president lives and where he works.
所以主的家也是他办公的地方，也是他生活的地方。
So similarly, the house of the Lord is where he rests, where he lives, and where he works.
那么对于我们来讲的话呢，
For us,
最重要的就是在我们的聚会里，在我们教会的生活里。
Most importantly, as we come to God's house, we have to experience His presence.
如果这是他的家, 他一定在这里,
if it's His house, then He should be present.
我们在旧约时代中看见多少次当以色列人悖逆的时候呢，他们把神赶出去了。
We see throughout the Old Testament, whenever the Israelites were found in a stumbling place, they drove out the presence of the Lord. And we also can't be like the church in Laodicea, where the Lord is found outside of his house.
他要进门,
For him to enter, he has to knock.
好像我们让他进来,
it's as if he can only come in if we let him in. How can this be considered his house?
我回家,
When I return to my house, I just go in.
弟兄姊妹们, 教会是他的家。
Brothers and sisters, the church is his house.
那么这个家里面呢,
within this house,
在, 第二章以弗所书第二章里面讲到
It says in Ephesians chapter 2
他有具备于他的特性
His character is found in this house
我们知道每一个人啊都有我们的家
We each of us have our own homes
我们的家里面呢都是具备着我们这个主人的这个性格的对吧
And within the house is reflectedthe personality of the owner.
感谢主啊，这些年我到这里来，常常有很多时候弟兄姊妹接待我，住在他们的家里。
I thank the Lord that over the years many of you have hosted me in your homes.
啊，我一进到弟兄姊妹的家里
，as I enter into your homes，
我能感觉到那个主人的那个性质都在家里面。
I can feel the character of the master of that house.
每个家不一样，每个家都不一样。
And every home is different.
但是呢，以那个主人怎么样呢为中心的。
But the focus of the home is on the owner.
当然，你如果来到我家里
，And if you come to my house，
你也看见我的家也不一样。
And you'll see that my house is different than yours.
哇，我们去到有的弟兄姊妹家里，像画廊一样，倒很多画子。
And when I enter some homes, there are paintings everywhere.
你如果到我家来的话呢？
If you enter into my home,
你看那个走廊上挂满了照片，因为我姊妹喜欢挂照片。
You'll see a lot of photographs in my hallways because my wife likes to hang up photographs.
所以我们有很多客人到我家很有兴趣，一个一个看的，那么慢慢看过去。
And so my visitors will look along the walls and look at the photographs.
所以每个家有每个家主的这个不同的特性，对吧
？And so every home has its own flavor.
那么教会是神的家。
The church is God's house.
那就具备于神的特性在里面。
And so God's character must be found in God's house.
神的特性是什么呢
？What is God's character?
保罗告诉我们是新人的性质。
It is the nature of the new man.
啊，在这个家中必须是新人的性质。
In this household, the nature has to be that of the new man.
这个新人。就是出自于神的生命
And the new man consists of the life of God
在主的家中应该是满有生命的
In God's house there should be much life
我们看见在这里一切都是活的
Everything should be living
啊，所以我一再在各处啊，常常大声的疾呼啊，我说基督徒不是做出来的是活出来的
And in many places I preach that Christ,
基督徒是活出来的。
Christians shouldn't be doing; they should be living.
Yeah, 对，是活出来的。
They have to live it out.
那么你怎么活呢？你要活在这个生命的里面。
How do we live? We have to live within that life.
每个基督徒都要跟着生命的感觉走的。
We have to follow the leading of that life.
啊，所以我们要把神的家里面的那个性质把它活出来。
So we have to live out that nature of God in His house.
我们要知道我们的神是生命的神。
We have to know that our God is a living God.
他从来不住在那些死的东西里面。
He doesn't dwell in things that are dead.
你弄一些规矩，弄一些外面的制度，神不喜欢。
If you put in restrictions or regulations or rules, God doesn't want these.
难怪了，今天如果你到欧洲去看呢
today if you go to Europe,
很多大礼拜堂都是死的。
There are many cathedrals that appear dead.
神不要住在里面。
God doesn't want to dwell in these places.
因为神是活的神。
Because he is a living God.
所以他的居所必须充满生命。
His house must be filled with life.
所以我们只有活在生命的感觉里。我们才能够把神家的性质活出来。
It's only when we dwell in His life can we live out the manifest the nature of God.
所以，既然这是神的家
，because it is His home，
所以我们必须要注意那个神的要的性情。
We have to pay attention to the nature He wants.
第三个点
，and thirdly，
这里讲到说呢，教会呢是他的妻子
，speaks of the church as His wife。
当然
or his bride.
圣经今天也讲我们是心腹他等候他回来迎娶我们
It speaks of how we are his bride and he is coming to receive us
但基本上来讲他是要娶我们做妻子的
But of course to take his bride means that we will be his wife
所以在以弗所书第五章的里面呢，用人间的夫妻关系讲到基督和教会
So in Ephesians chapter 5 this is depicted by the husband and wife
保罗说这是极大的奥秘。
And Paul tells us this is indeed a great mystery.
啊，的确是，我们怎么会变成主耶稣基督的妻子呢？
How do we become the wife of the Lord?
这岂不是真正的奥秘吗？
Isn't this a mystery?
但是无论怎样，我们知道在这里他向我们说明的教会是他心中所最爱的。
What this represents is that the church is what he finds most dear.
所以这个跟我们呢一般人呢今天对于教会的这个想法完全不一样。
And this is very different than how we view the church.
我们必须眼睛得开。
Our inner eyes must be open.
认识基督的意义。
We have to know what Christ's purpose is.
我们才能知道什么是真正的教会。
So we know what the church is.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们实在承认在过往的侍奉里我们也不知道有多少事得罪我们的主。
We have to confess that in many matters we have wronged our Lord.
人把它当作是一个宗教团体。
We treat the church as a religious organization.
人把它当作是一个地上的组织。
We treat it as a physical place.
这都是很大的错误。
These are all wrong.
教会是主耶稣的妻。
The church is the wife of Christ.
是他所最爱的。
What he finds most dear.
所以在以弗所书第五章二十五节那里说。
So it says in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 25.
他是为教会舍己的。
Christ gave himself up for her.
因为他得着教会。
In order to gain her.
所以主耶稣钉十字架。
So when Christ was up on the cross.
不仅成功救恩把我们救赎回来。
Not only did he achieve salvation and redeem us.
最大的目的呢就是得着教会。
The greatest purpose was to gain the church.
那么在第五章里面他也告诉我们。
And in chapter 5 it also tells us.
他对于他所有的妻子他是多么的爱惜啊。
How he loves the church.
用水借着道要把他洗得干净成为圣洁。
How he sanctifies and cleanses her.
然后他要保养他要顾惜。
How he protects and builds her up. How he cherishes her.
那么要把最好的都给他的妻子。
He wants the best for his wife.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
在这里有一些重要的点我们需要记得。
We have to remember some very important points.
他告诉我们说呢，教会要成为圣洁的。
The church has to be cleansed.
这个是一个非常非常重要的。
Has to be holy.
一个思想。
This is an important point.
我们知道在旧约时代中啊。
We know that in the Old Testament.
在西乃山以后他们建造了会幕。
After Mount Sinai, they built the tabernacle.
所有神的百姓。
All of God's people,
无论年长年幼的,
whether old or young,
他们都知道那个地方是最神圣的地方。
They all knew that that tabernacle was a holy place.
那一个帐幕所围着的会幕,
the outer border of the tabernacle,
那一块地方是绝对神圣的地方。
That represented a holy place.
人不能把世界或者个人世人任何东西带进去。
We could not, they could not bring in anything of the world.
你看亚伦的两个儿子献上燔火就被神击杀了。
We see how Aaron's sons brought in strange fire and were struck down by God.
神的儿女都知道那个地方是最神圣的地方。
The children of God knew that within those barriers was a holy place.
其实神用简单的图画告诉我们。
With a simple depiction, God shows us.
今天教会也是一个最神圣的地方。
He also says the church is a holy place.
你不可以把你世人的东西，把世界的东西带到教会里面。
You can't bring anything of yourself or of the world into the church.
我们必须要有这么一个观念。
We have to have this understanding.
哎呀，今天你看地上的教会乱七八糟的。
But sadly, today the church is in disarray.
啊，人把教会呢当作好像是一个团体活动的地方。
The church has become a place where there are religious organizations and activities.
做生意的人也可以进来。
People can bring their business in.
年轻人带很 更多的很多活动也进来。
Young people will bring many activities into the church.
哦，甚至呢，在教会里面呢，什么庆祝生日啊，庆祝这个节气啊，什么东西都进来。
We celebrate all sorts of things, including birthdays and holidays.
弟兄姊妹，我们求主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
要让我们看见。
And allow us to see.
教会如同会幕，是个最神圣的地方。
The church, just like the tabernacle before it, was a holy place.
绝不能容许世界东西进来。
So things of this world cannot be brought in.
今天呢，人以为把世界东西带进来是帮助主耶稣了。
We think that by bringing in things of the world, we're helping the Lord Jesus.
所以你看见为什么在尼希米在最后回到耶路撒冷的时候，他要把城墙建造起来呢？
And so we see why Nehemiah was instructed to build up the walls of Jerusalem when they came back from captivity.
如果你不建造起来的话呢，那些卖鱼的人挑着鱼担子进来了。
If you don't build up the walls, then all the merchants will bring
their fish.
They'll bring fish into the city.
啊，犹太人当然很开心呐、啊。犹太人可能跟我们中国人喜欢吃海鲜呐、啊，那么看见这个鱼进来了，很开心啊。
And of course, the Jews.Perhaps like the Chinese will welcome this seafood.
但是不可以的。
But we can't have this.
因为这个是敬拜神的地方。
Because this is a place of worship.
这是神与人相交的地方。
This is where God and man commune.
这是最严肃的地方。
This is a very serious place.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天主只能在地上借着水用道来洁净他的教会。
Says God uses the cleansing of the washing of water to cleanse her.
我们觉得很可惜，甚至今天在所谓基督教的讲坛上，很多人把世界的观念东西都带进来了。
It's a shame that even on the pulpit, preachers will bring in the things of the world.
你怎么能把教会洁净呢？
How can you sanctify her with these?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们求主给我们有敬畏主的心。
May the Lord give us a heart of reverence.
绝不把我们世人的东西，把世界的节气，把世界上所有东西带进教会里面。
We can't bring the things of the world into the church.
我们要维护我们聚会在主跟前的绝对的纯洁。
We have to keep and sanctify the place where we meet.
因为这是为着主的。
Because this is for his testimony.
我们都不知道我们的神有多伟大。
We don't even understand how great our God is.
我们服侍主眼中必须有神。
And so we have to be able to see these things.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
主耶稣在世的时候，
When the Lord was here on earth,
主到圣殿里面看见，
He walked into the temple, and what did he see?
买卖牛羊鸽子的，兑换银钱的人都跑到圣殿里面来。
He saw all these merchants and money changers.
所以主非常的生气啊。
So the Lord was angry.
我们很少看见主发怒的。
It's very rare we see the Lord enraged.
主就拿起绳子来把他们统统赶出去了，对不对？
The Lord cast them out.
呀，弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天如果我们失去敬畏主的心，
If we lack this reverence,
我们会毁坏神家的见证。
Then we will destroy the testimony of God's house.
所以主的妻，羔羊的妻是一个圣洁的。
So the wife of Christ is one that is sanctified.
主实在是爱我们。
The Lord truly loves us.
但是我们只有被分别为圣，我们才与他相配。
But only when we are sanctified can we be a match for him.
主在这里保养顾惜。
Says he protects, he nourishes and cherishes her. Verse 29. She must be without spot or wrinkle.
连一个 spot 都不能在里面。
Verse 27. No spot.
也不能有皱纹。
And no wrinkle.
这什么意思啊？
What does this mean?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters.
这告诉我们说教会永远是新的。
This tells us that the church is always new.
我们只有看见那个小孩子那个脸上就是很光亮的。
Only on a child do we see a perfect countenance.
我们看见年纪大了，一个很大的苦恼啊，就是看见皱纹多了。
One of the problems with aging is that we start to accumulate wrinkles.
所以现在很多人整天想着怎么把皱纹给它除掉。
So we're always trying to figure out how to remove our wrinkles.
你天然的生命是会有皱纹的，没有办法的。
In our natural lives, we will have wrinkles, no matter what.
但是属灵的生命是不可以有皱纹的。
But in our spiritual lives, there should be no wrinkles.
不可以衰老的。
There should be no corruption.
但是弟兄姊妹，今天我们聚会到一个地步，我们能感觉到那个新鲜活泼的生命吗？
But in our meetings, is there newness? Is there a sense of being fresh?
我们还是感觉到我们现在已经很老了。
Or do we feel our age?
你不要让主耶稣一回来一看，哇，一个老太太。
We don't want the Lord to return and see an old lady.
不，羔羊的妻永远是年轻漂亮的。
The bride of the Lamb is always young and youthful.
是美丽,
and beautiful.
是新鲜的,
fresh.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
保罗告诉我们, 你今天要认识教会,
Paul tells us that to know the church,
你要透过基督来看。
We have to see it through the lens of Christ in order for us to understand what truly the church is. So through these words, I want to give you this reminder. First of all, we have to understand that the church is His. Doesn't belong to man. Doesn't belong to any denomination. The church is his body. Is his home. And is his wife.
求主,施恩给我们,
May the Lord give us grace.
当然,如果我们常常感觉是他的,
of course, if we often feel that these are his,
很多弟兄姊妹就觉得我没有责任了,
then you may feel, well, I have no responsibility in it.
但是我们知道,
But we know,
我们就是他的教会,
we are his church.
所以我们在其中的,
so we are a part of it.
所以保罗在这里也提醒我们, 我们有当尽的一个责任。
So Paul tells us that we have a responsibility.
在以弗所书第三章的里面,
in Ephesians chapter 3,
保罗告诉我们,
Paul tells
教会是隐藏在 创造万物之神里面的一个奥秘。
Paul tells us that in verse 9, the mystery, the church is the mystery for which ages have been hidden in God.
我们知道是神，这就告诉我们，神创造整个万有，神就是为要得着教会。
It says God has created all of creation in order that He might obtain the church. And through all creation, He wants to magnify the church.
这里有个经营这个字啊, 英文是administration这个字啊, 这个字啊, 原文也可以说是arrange或者是, Economy, 这个都有这个意思在里面。经营,
there's this word, not magnify, there's this word administration found in verse 9, where he will manage the church.
但是你知道在第一章里面他就告诉我们了,
but even in chapter 1 it tells us,
神是怎样经营的呢?
How does God do the work of administration?
三而一的神父子圣灵都全力的在做工。
The triune God, Father, Son, and Spirit are all at work in the church. So don't just feel like I'm there striving. God is there using His entire might to try to obtain this.
今天呢,
the Lord places us in the church to teach us about service. We're but learning. In reality, we can't do anything. I don't know if you prayed this previously. I have. I pray, Lord, these years have passed. The difficulties I brought you far surpass the benefits I brought you. I've brought you many more problems than solutions. So Lord, forgive me. I haven't learned my lesson well.
弟兄姊妹们,
Dear brothers and sisters, can we really serve in God's church? We can't.
神的工作只有神自己能做。
God's work can only be done by Him.
是他在经营这一切。
It is He who is managing all
things.
He is arranging all of these things. Dear brothers and sisters,
到有一天我们就看见,
one day we will see.
天上执政掌权的, 就知道神百般的智慧。
在第十节。 verse 10. In order that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places.
那一些执政掌权的也许就是天上的天使众天使们。
Perhaps these authorities in the heavenly places might mean the angels.
当然包括好天使和坏天使。
And both the good angels as well as the bad angels. 他们都会很惊异啊。 They will all be paying attention to this.
哇,在这般堕落的人身上,
they will all marvel that in this fallen man, Christ can build such a glorious thing.
弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
全然智慧的神,
our God is an all-wise God.
所以他能动用一切所有的情况,
He can use every circumstance towards His work. So we have to know that we are His church. We are in the midst of His work. The more we know of this, the more we will be like Paul and work alongside God. Oftentimes, I feel like I can't measure God's love.
当然，在有很多知道、认识神、爱主的人身上，主能够得到一些的满足，因为他们配合的好。
In those who truly love the Lord can find ones who work alongside Him.
就是我们有很多糊糊涂涂的基督徒，很多懒惰的基督徒，不愿做的基督徒，神也照样在你身上做工。And
yet, in some of us clumsy and lazy Christians, even in us, God can do the work. God is so wise.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们常常感觉很多事情很难办,
we often find that there are circumstances or people that are so difficult to deal with, but in God's eyes, there's nothing difficult.
当然最好是我们对他能够有更多的认识,
but of course, He is seeking after those who can see Him and willingly serve Him.
所以在以弗所书里面，保罗也讲到，我们基督徒需要有一种配合的光景。
And so in Ephesians it talks about how we must work with Him.
他首先给我们看见这个教会怎么建造起来的呢？
He shows us how the church is built up.
那么他在开头第四章开头的时候讲到了几个性格。
And in the beginning of chapter 4 it talks about some characters.
像谦虚啊,温柔啊,忍耐啊,爱的宽容,和平的联络。
Characteristics such as humility, gentleness, patience, forbearance in love.
这些性格呢,是建造教会的性格。
These are the characteristics that allow the building up of the church.
所以我们曾经讲过,
so we've spoken previously.
神只能用基督的性格建立。
God can only use Christ's nature to build up Christ's church. So as Christians, we need to pursue after Christ's nature. Even the first item, humility, is difficult. And then gentleness is even tougher. And when we deal with circumstances, we have to have patience.
在爱心中啊,彼此的宽容。
We have to show forbearance to one another in love.
然后呢,用基督的和平彼此联络。
And then verse 3, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
这些都是基督的性格。
These are all the nature of Christ.
所以我们知道今天神建立教会跟我们想象的建立不一样。
So God's construction of His church is different than the way we might envision it.
有很多人常常说, 哎呀, 建立教会也不难呢。
Some might say it's not that difficult to build a church.
首先找一个房子,
find yourself a building.
然后请一个牧师,
you hire a pastor.
然后呢, 里面安排一些的节目,
you have a few programs.
哦,开始唱诗歌咯,
and you'll start singing.
活动起来了,
and you'll have activities.
你看,一个教会被建立起来了吗?
So we've built a church.
弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters, this is not how God builds the church. If it's truly God's house, then the materials must be of God, from God Himself. And it has to exhibit the nature of Christ. Then God puts the gifts and functions into the church. And this is miraculous.
本来呢,
if God were to build himself, it would be quick.
但是呢,
but he allows us to function alongside him.
现在呢,
but then that brings about trouble.
人呢,侍奉主没有恩师,
you don't have gifts, how do you serve?
一有了恩师,
and then once you have gifts, you become proud. And then once you have gifts, you start promoting yourself. This is a great
law.
God gives us these functions so that we build up the body of Christ. And a lot of, unfortunately, a lot of gifted individuals don't understand this. And this is a great wrong.
并且这里呢,
and this is brought about. And he has overcome the enemy and has arisen into the heavens in order that these gifts might be. This tells us that in church service, we cannot use our natural gifts to do the work. Oftentimes we use our talents, our natural talent in building. Someone who might be eloquent, so we get him to preach. And someone might be studying finances, so we have him deal with the finances in the church. This person can sing well, so he leads the choir.
当然了,弟兄姊妹们,
of course, brothers and sisters, these are not bad things, but the Lord has to be the one working. Only the gifts that are given by God can allow for a service. We thank the Lord. It's interesting because he has chosen someone like me who has no eloquence. And indeed, it is not my natural talent, but the gift from God. And so all of these gifts must be used in the building up of God's house.
然后保罗告诉我们,
and so Paul tells us,
我们的生活要以
our lives have to be centered around Christ and the church. Just like previously with the tabernacle.
We
know that the 12, we know that the 12 tribes of Israel surrounded the tabernacle. The center point of the nation of Israel was the tabernacle. And God shows us this very clear picture. So let's not be mistaken. We take the church and try to accommodate it to our lives. We hope that the church will fix our family life.
我们到教会里面来了, 我们希望主祝福我们的事业。
We come to church because we feel like God will bless us in our business.
但是从前犹太人不是这样想的。
But it wasn't how the Jews viewed the tabernacle.
你看见他们知道那个才是中心。
They knew the tabernacle was the center.
我的家庭是为着那个。
My house and my family is for that.
我的事业也是为着那个。
My business and career are for that.
并且我们晓得当会幕的光景正常的时候,
and when the condition of the tabernacle was normal,
所有以色列百姓都蒙福。
All of the nation of Israel were blessed.
今天我们实在是过着一个可怜的生活。
Today we are so pitiful sometimes.
我们完全不明白主的心意思。
We don't understand the heart of God.
我们常常都以我们自己的家庭、以我们的事业、以我们的儿女为主体了，对不对？
The center of our lives might be our family, our career, our children.
这是错误的。
This is wrong.
那么另外呢, 在 我们的敬拜当中,
and furthermore, in our worship, he must be the center.
今天我们不是用活动来敬拜他, 我们呢是要用灵和真实来敬拜他。
We don't use activities to worship him. We worship him in spirit and in truth.
这就告诉我们教会的敬拜绝对不是一个宗教活动。
And this tells us that the church is not a religious organization.
我想我不需要多解释,
and I don't think I need to explain this to you further. I think you all know this.
因为我的时间不够了, 我不详细说。
So I won't speak on this due to time.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
在这里保罗提醒我们,
here Paul reminds us,
我们这边应当有一些好的配合。
We ought to work alongside him.
我们要追求主的性格。
We have to pursue after his nature.
所有的恩赐都为着神的家。
All the gifts have to be for the house of God.
我们的生活以主和他的教会为中心。
Christ and his church should be the center of our lives.
我们的敬拜侍奉也是以他为中心。
Our worship should be centered around him.
这是以弗所书里面保罗很清楚的在教导我们的。
And Paul lays these out very clearly in Ephesians.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
更多认识基督,
for us to know Christ more,
我们才能懂得真正教会的意义是什么。
Then we will understand the true meaning of the church.
那么在第六章里面,
and then lastly in chapter 6,
他也讲到今天教会在地上是为他而征战。
We do warfare in this world for his testimony.
我们要维持教会光景的纯洁。
We have to maintain purity in the church.
维持教会的正常。
We have to maintain a normal church.
所以呢, 在今天仇敌四部的环境里面,
and so in all the circumstances, in all the attacks of the enemy,
在这个大的征战里面,
in this great struggle,
我们晓得今天在这个世界中啊, 最大的属灵战场就是教会。
We know that the battlefield is often found in the church.
仇敌要用尽各样的能力势力攻击神的教会。
The enemy is using all sorts of methods to attack the church.
教会要穿上保护整个
And so Paul tells the church to take up the full armor of God.
他告诉我们腰上要用真理束腰。
We have to be girded gird our loins with truth.
要带着护心镜,公义的护心镜。
We have to put on the breastplate of righteousness.
要信心的盾牌。
And we have to have the shield of faith.
那么然后还要有这个穿上脚上的福音的鞋,
and we have to shod our feet with the
头上还要戴上头盔,
and the helmet of salvation,
我们的心思意念都需要蒙保守,
such that our mind and our thoughts are under the protection of God.
弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and
sisters, 在这个大的属灵的征战里面,
in this great spiritual warfare,
只有教会拥有这个军装,
May the church be adorned with this armor of God. That we can maintain
healthy.
That we can maintain the health of the church.
好,那么我们才能够让教会是他的身体,是他的居所,是他的妻子。
Such that the church is his house and his dwelling, and his wife.
保罗说要站稳了。
So Paul tells us we have to stand firm.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
在罗马的监牢里面,
in the prison in Rome,
保罗对教会有了一个完全的认识。
Paul comes to a full understanding of the church. And this is through a full understanding of Christ. So we have to pursue in order that we have a greater understanding of Christ. May the Lord bless us. That as the years go by,
弟兄姊妹对基督的认识有长进,
brothers and sisters may grow in our knowledge of Him. That we might mature in Christ. The environment around us might not change. May the Lord lift us up from out of any difficult circumstances. May the Lord encourage us with Paul's example. And we pray that before the Lord returns,
主的教会在地上能够略略地显出该有正常的光景,
the church here on earth might exhibit this, this normal state.
我想这个不是少数人的责任,
it's not the responsibility of the minority, but the responsibility of every brother and sister. May the Lord lead us to press on.
Let's go on.
Let's go on. Let's close in a word of prayer.
主我们满心地感谢你,
Lord, our hearts are full of thanksgiving.
你既然拣选我们,
because you have called us,
永远不放弃我们,
you have not let us go.
不管今天我们的光景是怎样,
no matter what our condition is today,
你都能救我们到底,
you can save us to the utmost.
我们只求你用你的光来照亮我们,
Lord, may you enlighten us,
像你照亮使徒保罗一样,
just as you have enlightened Paul,
让他里面对主有这么深的爱慕,
that he has such a deep love for you,
让他一直地追求,
and that he kept on pursuing,
直等到他的追求达到完全,
until his pursuit achieved perfection,
达到成熟,
achieved maturity.
主啊, 愿你赐恩给我们,
Lord, may you give us your grace.
不叫我们浪费年日,
don't let us waste away our years.
让我们知道如何活在你的跟前,
teach us how to live before you.
愿你回来之前,
that before your return,
教会在地上的光景,
that the condition of the church here on earth
有大的改变,
might have a great transformation.
我们有好的情况,
that we might be found in a good state, in order to usher in your return.
求你祝福各处的聚会,
may you bless the different churches in the different localities.
我们从深处把敬拜归给你,
Lord, we offer you the depths of our worship.
谢谢你的恩典,
we thank you so much for your grace.
垂听我们的祷告,
Lord, we ask that you would hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名,
we pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.